If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us for another week. So, Nolan and I certainly hope you've had a dirty week as always, wherever you are out there listening to us in the world. Whether you've been playing, watching as a parent, coaching teams, you know what it's all about. It's about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty, and that's why we appreciate you so much, and we do it for you, and we can't do it without you. So, again, thanks for being back with us for another week. Leading into the middle of August, things are getting tight with the races. You're getting the dog days of summer, as they say, dirtbags. And so we got that to talk about tonight. Some interesting MVP polling going on. We'll dive into. Got Mookie Betts back in the lineup for the Dodgers Monday night, batting in the two hole. As we know, show he's going to stay in the leadoff spot. Nolan and I will talk about that as well. Give our thoughts. Big pitching duel to talk about that. Snell again last night, 23 Ks between the two of them in that game, between the Braves and the Giants. And you called it well before we started the show. That's an old school, old time pitching duel right there. So that's going to be an exciting one to talk about. And so much more. We got the Rays talking about bringing up the number two overall prospect, Caminero. So Nolan's got a lot to talk about. And one that I think will maybe jump in with, the White Sox routing the Yankees last night for Grady Sizemore's first W as a manager. So sit back and get excited about tonight's show because lots to talk about in quite a variety, whether it's teams that are still in the hunt, closing ground on the leaders, or if it's teams that, you know what, they're looking at the future already, looking at next year and some of the performers. And we'll talk about a few of those players that have, I don't know if they what to say about them, Nolan or whatever, and now whether they look legit or whatever, and that. But certainly, nice little starts to their major league opportunities. I'm not going to say career by any chance, dirtbags, but opportunities, if you want to say it that way. So, again, dirtbags, we do it for you. We love to do it for you. You're the reason we get up and get after it and get dirty all the time every week. With our training, you know what, reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation for those training questions, parenting questions, curtain call questions, and all the rest. So settle in. We're going to be right back here in a second. Nolan's ready to get after it.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Back to school season is here, and the only thing more stressful than keeping track of what my kids need is keeping track of how much I'm spending. Luckily, the back to school deals at Kohl's made it easy as ABC. I found backpacks and lunch bags for 25% off and Vans for 40% off. Also, with their buy more, save more offer, I saved $10 when I spent $50. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So when it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end August 18th. Coupons do not apply to Vans. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Oh, and like I said at the top of the show, there's just a real variety of stuff to talk about on this week's show. So I'm going to let you kick things off, brother. Where do you want to roll?
Yeah, so I just kind of want to talk about this. So I was on MLB.com prior to us starting up our podcast today. And so I saw the latest NL and AL MVP poll votings. Obviously, I don't really think there's too much debate on the American League side. In my opinion, obviously, I picked him at the start of the year, Bobby Witt Jr. To me, he's the MVP of the American League. And now I'm not saying he's the best player in the American League, as strange as that is to say. And so here's my reasoning behind it, right? So Aaron Judge obviously has Juan Soto. Who does Bobby Witt Jr. have? And that's no disrespect to Salvador Perez or any of those other guys that the Kansas City Royals have. But in the grand scheme of things, Bobby Witt Jr. is keeping the Kansas City Royals afloat, right? He's having a fantastic year. He doesn't have that supporting cast that allows him to be intentionally walked, intentionally pitched around pretty much like Aaron Judge. And now I get it. Aaron Judge doesn't have a four-hole hitter hitting him behind him. Like the Yankees' four-hole hitters this year have just been abysmal. But at the same time, you still got to pick your poison between, okay, do I got to go Juan Soto or do I got to go Aaron Judge, right? Like those two guys, they're both there. They can both carry a team. They can't necessarily carry a team to the playoffs the same way, but those two guys together, they're carrying the Yankees to a 70-win season. And now with Josh Chisholm there, the way that he's been swinging since the trade deadline or since being acquired pretty much, obviously that's an extra bat. I mean, the Yankees are still the Yankees, but Bobby Witt Jr., in my opinion, as strange as that is to say to other people and try and make it make sense, to me should be number one because he's helped keep Kansas City relevant and in a playoff hunt. Now, that being said, the NL side, with all due respect to Shohei Ohtani, do I think he's the best player in the world when healthy? Yes. This season, is he healthy? You can put an asterisk beside it. You can do whatever you want to. Technically not healthy because he can't pitch. You can't give DH MVP. I'm sorry, you just can't do that. You can't make me wrap my head around that in any way, shape, or form. A guy that doesn't play defense cannot win MVP. I don't care if he's the greatest generational talent of our generation, obviously speaking. What are we doing here? The NL side cannot, even Ellie De La Cruz being at the three hole on the poll that they have there. No disrespect to Ellie De La Cruz. Fantastic talent for the MLB. Obviously, the guy's got 60 stolen bases, 20 home runs, leads the league for errors, leads the league for strikeouts. How am I voting for you? And the Reds aren't even in the second spot in the National League Central. Like, yes, they beat the Cardinals there a couple days ago. Beat Sonny Gray. Sure, he's a good pitcher. I'm not going to sit here and knock that, but anybody can beat the Cardinals. And yeah, to me, I mean, it's just your team has to be a playoff team or at least in contention for playoffs right now with how early the polls are out. At the end of the year, to me, the MVP has to be a player that has made the playoffs and was the reason why their team made the playoffs. Ellie De La Cruz being in the number three hole over Bryce Harper, to me, is just an absolutely woeful take. To me, if I'm doing voting right now, this day, Ketel Marte is the NL MVP. Arizona is the hottest team in baseball over the last month and a half, basically, since, what is it, the end of June, I think. Even prior to, I think they're like 25-10. All of a sudden, they're the number one in the NL wildcard spot. Them and San Diego are tied, and they're only a couple games back of the Los Angeles Dodgers. With the way the Dodgers are playing, I could see the Arizona Diamondbacks honestly pushing for that number one spot. Same as San Diego. I mean, it's a flip of a coin right now. That's a three-team battle, and I'm happy to see that, obviously. But I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, okay, you can't have Ellie over Bryce because Bryce has played fantastic defense for first base, for his first full season at first base. He's played fantastic defense. Yeah, sure, the Phillies have taken a bit of a slide back, but everybody knows that Bryce Harper is that dude in Philadelphia. There's no debating that. His stats back it up, right? So to me, Bryce Harper is number two. Ketel Marte is number one as of today. And Shohei Ohtani, no disrespect to Shohei Ohtani and the offensive power that this man has. Obviously, he's 30-30. He's leading the NL in most offensive categories. Why do you think Edgar Martinez never won an MVP? Edgar Martinez might be the greatest DH of all time. Never won an MVP. Why is that? I'll give you a hint, because he's a DH. DHs don't win MVP. David Ortiz. I don't know. David Ortiz, he's career DH. I'm 99% sure that he never won an MVP.
J.D. Martinez.
J.D. Martinez. Well, yeah, even J.D. Martinez, the year that he joined Arizona and at the trade deadline, he had, what, 25 home runs after the trade deadline? Like, it seemed like it. I don't know if that was actually his numbers, but I know he ran up about 49 that year, which is what got him that long-term contract with the Boston Red Sox. And he went on a stretch there where he was hitting 335, 40, and 100. And he's not even in consideration. So to me, no disrespect to Shohei Ohtani. Think he's absolutely the best player in baseball right now. But he's not MVP.
I will jump in on the AL side or whatever. And like you said, you were talking about Judge and Soto. Who, they're two out of the top three MVP votes on the American League side. So you're right. I mean, obviously, they're working together. They've got the support off of each other. They're both having MVP caliber years. You're right. Bobby Witt. He's Pasquantino, does a great job in behind him. And then, of course, you got Selby, too, behind him and stuff like that. Selby had a great first half like he does or whatever and that. He's doing well in the second half or whatever and stuff like that. But Bobby Witt defensively and offensively playing a key position, as we all know, dirtbags. For me, if he keeps on the pace that he is, and I love Judge, I love the Yankees, you all know that. You know that. But absolutely, I go with Bobby Witt at the end of the year. If we were doing it right now, I would vote Bobby Witt right there. No disrespect to Judge on that side or whatever and that, but you're right. The third person in that is also an MVP calendar or talent. So, NL side, love what Ketel Marte's done since the break or whatever and that. What is he like, 344 or something like that? 9 bombs, 25 ribbies roughly and stuff like that. Playing second to playing, I mean, and exactly right. Arizona's right back in the hunt with the Dodgers and stuff like that. And I do agree with you. I mean, we all love Shohei. And how do we not? Just like Nolan said, dirtbags. But at the end of the day, you're right. For me, an MVP, one, absolutely, has to be, we talked about it when Trout was there as well, when he was still, quote unquote, healthy. You've got to be a playoff team. And the rest of that group, other than Ellie De La Cruz, they're in playoff hunts. Kansas City Royals are what, 3 back of the Guardians as the show flies, right? They're right there as well. That AL Central is tough. We'll talk about that tonight or whatever. And it's turning out to be a great division this year. But absolutely, I mean, it's interesting to see those 6 people at the top between the two leagues. I don't think they're far off with them. Obviously, you got to throw Ellie De La Cruz a bone. with what he's doing and stuff like that. But like you said, at the end of the day, when you get down deep enough, you're leading strikeouts, you're leading, what else was it you said he was leading on, Nolan's? Errors. Yeah, absolutely, right? So, yeah, great to have your name in the hat. Great to have your name in the ring, so to speak. You're not that player quite this year, unfortunately. And your team's not going to be in the playoffs. So, outstanding year. We recognize it. But, no, you're not an MVP. Sorry. Those other five guys that are left, yes, they can't be. Unfortunately for Shohei, you're right. The reality side, defensively, he can't do anything this year. So, yes, he did great while Mookie Betts was on the shelf. We moved up to the leadoff spot, took off, but since the break, he's hitting two and change. 244, I think it is, since the break. Half a dozen, maybe, I think only five home runs or whatever it is. 15 RBIs, roughly, and stuff like that. So he's got wear and tear on him. Showing down. Ketel Marte's taken off the other way. His team's taken off the other way. There you go. That's a good debate to have. I love that start on the show, Nolan. Hopefully, send in your thoughts on it, Dirtbags, to us. Send in who you think should be the MVP. If you had an MVP, send it in to us at Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'd love to see them. Love to see your thoughts on why not, or why you disagree with us. That's what it's all about. You got the opportunity to disagree with us. 100% you do. Send it in to us. Let us see it. We love to debate that type of stuff, and we love to have your opinion and thoughts on it. So we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags, to carry on.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to take us now?
Yeah, I want to talk about the new manager for the Chicago White Sox. No interim. Drop that interim. New manager. Mr. Grady Sizemore. Goes out there, beats the Yankees, gets his first win. And not only does he beat the Yankees, he throttles the Yankees. Good old-fashioned butt-whooping. That's an old-school butt-whooping. 12-2. Chicago White Sox can't do a dang thing all year. And they come out and beat the Yankees 12-2. My goodness, that cost a lot of people a lot of money out there. I guarantee people had parlays going on with the Yankees winning that game. Oh, boy. If you bet the White Sox, you were a happy man last night. But, or two nights ago, sorry. But, yeah, no, I mean, Grady Sizemore comes out there. Obviously, good story. Grady Sizemore, for those that were unaware, he was a former MLB player. Used to play for the Cleveland Indians back when they were called the Indians. Now, obviously, the Guardians. Used to be an absolute stud outfielder, too, man. That guy was a 30-30 walking machine, man. He would, oh, he had pop. He had speed. Good defensive player. He was, honestly, he was one of my favorite players growing up when I was a kid, man. That guy, oh, he gave you nightmares. If you had to play the Cleveland Indians back when he was there, oh, he was a fantastic player. And especially with the way that he's running it, oh, boy. So, I mean, here's the thing, right? So, we got talking about a little bit off air. And I was saying, hypothetically speaking, obviously, that he is the interim manager for the Chicago White Sox. But, so, we were talking about, hypothetically speaking, he gets hired on as the full-time manager come next year, right? Who do you think he brings onto his staff? Like I was saying, now I don't know if he'd do it or not, but I was thinking maybe Travis Hafner for a hitting coach. I don't know if Travis Hafner would get back into it, but Travis Hafner was the thump in that lineup back in the day. Like I'm just looking based on his Cleveland Indians history that he had. Like, that's kind of the way that I'd go. I'd take the guys that I'm comfortable with, the guys that I know can do these certain things at this high level. And, I mean, like, obviously, Grady played for a few different teams, but obviously Cleveland was his predominant one.
Well, one, he lost his career after 10 seasons because he played so hard. He was a dirtbag. He played so hard that his body just broke down. The game didn't get ahead of him. His body just broke down, so he physically couldn't play anymore or whatever. And that, so hats off to it or whatever. I mean, when a guy unfortunately sacrifices a long career because he just plays the game the right way and hard and honest, I'll take that guy all day long. He's a dirtbag, right? We talk about it all the time. You guys all know that. So it's great to see him in White Sox. It's great to see him winning. Last week we were talking about the White Sox, like Nolan said, on almost setting the all-time losing record. This week they're throttling the Yankees. Now, they might not do it again, but the bottom line is they just went out and throttled the Yankees last night. Wake-up call. Good for Grady Sizemore. The Travis Hafner thing, I love it. I love that insight or whatever. And I know the other one won't leave probably Cleveland, but Sandy Alomar Jr. To put a little bit of balance around him, that bench coach.
Yeah, it's funny. I was thinking that I don't know if he'd even be allowed to come back into the MLB. But it's funny. I was thinking along the same lines, except I was thinking his brother, Robbie.
Yeah.
But like I said, I don't know if he's even allowed to come back into the MLB. Fantastic defensive player, obviously. He could be a good defensive coach, but at the same time, he can't seem to avoid the allegations that surround him off the field. So
but another Hall of Fame player, or whatever, and stuff like that. Great player, 2-time World Series champion with the Toronto Blue Jays back in the day. He went to Cleveland afterwards, had some good seasons there. Baltimore, a little bit of a spit in the face, but we all know that story a long time ago to the umpire. But hey, you know what? Bottom line, good job, Grady Sizemore. Welcome to the Win Club. Carry on. Keep getting them. Hey, you're going to see at least a fighting Chicago White Sox team if you're a White Sox fan. You're going to see them fight the rest of the season. I can guarantee you that for sure.
Then, obviously, the Tampa Bay Rays, big news that came out yesterday, called up Junior Caminero, the number 2 overall prospect in all baseball. I mean, kids got talent. Kid's got talent. And the good thing is, too, it's not like Tampa Bay's in the hunt this year, so it's not like they're putting a lot of pressure on him. Like Tampa Bay, yes, don't get me wrong, technically speaking, mathematically speaking, they are still in the hunt for a wild card spot. That being said, the Tampa Bay Rays packed it in at the trade deadline. They didn't get aggressive with their trade moves to try and improve their MLB roster, right? They looked at it as, okay, hey, we have some talent that is on expiring contracts that we can flip and bring in some good young prospects, right? The Tampa Bay Rays know what they're doing. They'll still be in it until the end of the year. But the good thing is, I mean, you call up Junior Caminero now with realistically no high expectations. You let him get his feet wet and roll from there.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, third baseman plays third for them. He had a bit of a taste last year or whatever. And you're right. I mean, they're sitting at 59-59 as of recording. And you know what? You got to see what you can do with the kid. Obviously, he can hit. He can play defense. He can hit for power. He just can't run the base as well. Hey, I'll still take that all day long. You got to run with it. And like you said, I mean, you give up Eflin and that in the trade deadline. They got pitchers on the shelf until next year and stuff like that with the injured list or whatever and that. They're still in the hunt. Kevin Cash is going to keep them playing hard or whatever and that. That's just the way the Rays are. They're going to play smart and hard. But they're at 59. And like you said, I mean, the Red Sox, they've tailed off a little bit or whatever and that the last stretch, but they're at 62 still. You got Baltimore and the Yankees obviously at 70 and 70. So there's one guaranteed to go into the wild card. You got that AL Central. You got 66 wins for the Twins, 65 for the Royals. They're right there for second and third. And in the West, you got the Astros and the Mariners at 63 wins each. So they got some work to do. One could win that division and one could be on the outside looking in, not even make the wild card. So, I mean, still lots of ball left, obviously, or whatever. And now we're talking about two-game spread here or whatever and that. But back to Bobby Witt again with the way the Royals are playing again. They're looking good. Pitching staff's coming around. And I mean, not coming around. I mean, they've been good all year or whatever and that, but starting to rebound and get strong again and stuff like that. So it's good stuff right there. But, yeah, well, let's see what the young guy can do with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, and then just talking about other prospects that have recently been called up, obviously Billy Wagner's kid gets called up there on Monday night, right?
Yep.
Comes up 3-for-4, double, run scored, RBI, good way to start out your MLB career. And he was supposed to be just a throw-in in that Yusei Kikuchi trade. In about 3-4 years' time, I don't even know if it'll take that long, but in about 3-4 years' time, once all these guys are up with the Jays, and I'm not just saying just a cup of tea up with the Jays, I'm saying actually up with the Jays and producing, I think the Jays just absolutely hit a grand slam on that trade. Now, I don't know if Wagner's going to amount to anything or if it was just a fantastic game one for him, but I like the look of that kid's swing. I'd never seen him too much with Houston. I was watching that game there on Monday night. I liked the look of his swing.
Well, he had a tough hombre for a dad, right? I mean, we all realize that he pitched and did that side of the career or whatever, but bottom line was he was a tough hombre. So that kid, he was, drafted in the 18th round or whatever and that, and he's one of those good stories and that, but you can guarantee he's going to be a tough kid and play hard. I mean, Lopperfido that came over in that trade, the Jays have had him up for about a week now and stuff like that. He hasn't really got going or whatever and stuff like that, but that's it. He's going to have his taste all the way till the end of the year. He's going to go through his grind. He's going to go through his tough month and a half or whatever. Now he'll get it figured out. And the pitcher, I mean, he's number two on the Jays prospect list right now and stuff like that. So having said that, I read a great article there just today about what the Astros have done with the Yusei Kikuchi.
Oh, Kikuchi's look good. No, don't get me wrong. Kikuchi's look good ever since going over there to Houston. But I'm still just saying he's only two months.
Yes. Over the long haul, for sure. I still think the Jays take that for sure. But it was interesting to read it in the fact that what the Astros analytics department picked up, the Blue Jays didn't pick up on. The Tampa Bay Rays, they elevated his changeup usage, ends up with 11 strikeouts against them, comes back the next game, elevates the four-seam fastball more, and just the execution that they did with it, and they were like, wow, there you go. The Astros found it out, figured it out. Again, it's only two games. And as we know, Yusei Kikuchi can look Cy Young one game, and then he can look like a minor leaguer the next day.
Well, that's it. That guy is the greatest ride you'll ever see as a pitcher. You'll love him and you hate him.
Yeah. And over the long haul, I think you're right, Nolan. I think that's still a great trade for the Blue Jays or whatever. I mean, anytime you can get three for one, you've got to hit on one out of the three. If they can hit on two out of the three, they already win. And if they get lucky enough and go two, and Billy Wagner's a serviceable bench player.
Oh, that's...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You win that all day long. You win that all day long, man. And that's what the Jays are looking for. That's what they need to do. And it was funny. I think he played first base in the minors in AAA with the Astros. But Jays have him up playing second base. And they say that's where they're going to use him.
Yeah, he's not touching first. Spencer Horwitz is the first baseman of the future for the Toronto Blue Jays. Like, unless they re-sign Vladdy, Spencer Horwitz is the first baseman for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, and so, but that gives credit to Billy Wagner, man. I mean, there you go. Willie, he's able to move over to second. That's what we talk about all the time, right? The game's changed. You got to be an athlete.
That's it.
Yes, you still got Vladdy Guerrero or whatever, and guys like that that are one-dimensional or whatever, but you've even seen that. I mean, now they're flipping him over to third to get some work in. Oh, he's still not going to be a true major league third baseman. I know that, Nolan, before you even make the comment.
Yeah.
And I know that Dirtbags before you make the comment. But the bottom line is, boy, if you're raising a son right now or a daughter right now, you make them multi-positional. You make them an athlete. That's what it's all about, Dirtbags, because you're going to give yourself so many more chances. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second with the curtain call questions.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, Dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
This report is sponsored by IBM. As generative AI revolutionizes work, organizations face a critical challenge retraining and reskilling their workforce to fill key technology roles. A new study from the IBM Institute for Business Value reveals half of CEOs are hiring for generative AI-related roles that didn't exist last year. Yet more than half are struggling to fill key technology roles. The skill gap is expected to widen as 35% of the workforce will require retraining and reskilling over the next 3 years, up from just 6% in 2021. Jill Goldstein, Global Managing Partner, HR and Talent Transformation, IBM Consulting.
CHROs could help unlock their organization's full potential by championing retraining and reskilling initiatives that increase the technical acumen of their workforce. This will empower employees to realize the benefits of AI today and position them with skills for jobs of the future.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Back to school season is here, and the only thing more stressful than keeping track of what my kids need is keeping track of how much I'm spending. Luckily, the back to school deals at Kohl's made it easy as ABC. I found backpacks and lunch bags for 25% off and Vans for 40% off. Also, with their buy more, save more offer, I saved $10 when I spent $50. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So when it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end August 18th. Coupons do not apply to Vans. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for the curtain call questions, and thank you for sending them in to us, Dirtbags. You know where you can send in your curtain call questions, and that's to Nolan or myself on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll try to get them answered here on the show to the best of our ability, and if we can't, if it's a training question or anything like that, we'll talk to you personally about that and help you out as a player, a parent, a coach, whatever it is. That's what it's all about, so... Excited LA Dodger fans, Nolan, and they should be. Mr. Betts back in the lineup. Good decision, bad decision, right decision, wrong decision. Bringing him back, using him in the two hole, and also using him in the outfield.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be back up in the leadoff spot before too much longer. Right field to me, I feel like is the right spot for him, right? And especially since... Dave Roberts still has to get comfortable with Tommy Edman. Like, because Tommy Edman, in my opinion, should be the starting center fielder for the Dodgers, which would allow Mookie to slide back into the infield. But that being said, like, Mookie's just such a talented right fielder that I don't think I mess around with it too much. I mean, the tough thing is he's played three different positions this year already. Now, obviously, shortstop, second base, and right field. I think realistically they'll just keep him out in right field for the rest of the year, ride that out. But if they can somehow figure out how to make an outfield of Teoscar Hernandez, Tommy Edman, and Mookie Betts all work out there, I think that that is a fantastic trio for the Los Angeles Dodgers moving forward.
Duel of the year potentially. Or will we see another one before the season is done, like we saw Monday night between Chris Sale, Blake Snell? Duel of the year, or are we going to see a better one?
No, it's just duel of the year. I had to think about that for a little bit, but, I mean, that game last night, or two nights ago, was just fantastic. Like, you can't, I mean, and the good thing is, too, right, like, you know that those guys are studs. You know that they've both, I mean, Chris Sale this year, he hasn't had a down year by any stretch of the imagination. He's been lights out. But I'm just talking about years past. Chris Sale obviously has struggled with whether it be health or whatever sort of problems that he had with Boston. Because, I mean, the last couple of years there, it was rough for him. And this year down in Atlanta obviously rejuvenated his career. Like, he's a legitimate NL Cy Young candidate. Blake Snell, I mean, in the second half of years, I was seeing that today, just what they were saying about his career stats in the second half. He's like 41-18 with like a 2.5 ERA for his career and averaging about 12K per nine. Like, those guys, I mean, they're both just studs. And they gave you the matchup that you wanted to see, right? And game ends up going into extra innings. Both of them, what was it, 11 and 12Ks? I think Chris Sale had 12, Snell had 11. Nothing. Chris Sale only 3 hits, made a fantastic play defensively on a comebacker to him. Blake Snell was what? Blake Snell was what? I think he had 2 walks that game. 3 hits, 2 walks, and 6 1/3. Like, it was a fantastic pitcher's duel, man. And yeah, that catch, oh yeah, we saw that catch. That catch was nice.
That comebacker was filthy. You even saw him when
he fell and he was, yeah.
He just looked at Matt Olson. But when it was there, if you look where his glove was finishing on that pitch or whatever, it basically came right at his glove.
Oh, like that's, he hit it. Yeah, that's, I mean, let's be honest. That's the way that most comebackers are. Guy just squares it up and hits it right at your glove. And that's why you make the catch. Like, because pitchers don't have enough time to react to some of those comebackers, man. Like, they're coming off the bat 100+. And you just have a lot of luck and just pure cat-like instincts, right? You're just throwing your mitt into a general place. Now, that one, I mean, it just went right back into his mitt. And it almost looked like he was moving his mitt out of the way just to try and protect himself more so than actually catch the ball. So, but, I mean, that was a fantastic pitcher's duel. I don't think you'll see a duel like that for the rest of the season.
I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. That was fantastic to watch. That was old school for sure. No question about it. So not, we don't talk about the players a lot with this team, Nolan, but I want to talk about not only a player, but a rookie that's converted from shortstop to center field, Mr. Jackson Merrill. They want to know what your impression has been of this young man.
Now, obviously, speaking, we don't really see too many San Diego Padre games over here. We're on the East Coast, especially up in near Toronto area. San Diego Padres games are not televised up here, unless the Toronto Blue Jays are playing down there. And just with it being 3-hour time zone difference, most of the time, I mean, I got to work early, right? I got to work at 7 a.m. our time. So it's not like I'm able to stay up until 1 o'clock in the morning watching San Diego Padres games. That being said, obviously speaking, Jackson Merrill, I see, this is going to rub people wrong. I mean, obviously, Paul Skenes is having a fantastic year. But to me, I mean, it's the same thing, obviously, is kind of what, why am I drawing a blank on his name? The starting pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers that has had Tommy John surgery multiple times, Walker Buehler. Walker Buehler, when he got talking about it before the year, just saying, hey, you know what? That year I dominated and we should have a rookie of the year pitcher and we should have a rookie of the year hitter. How do you not give rookie of the year to Jackson Merrill? Like, he made the position change. The best thing was Mike Schilt right at the start of the season. Now he's our starting center fielder. That's it. Kid performed in spring training as our starting center fielder. Has not wavered on it. Jackson Merrill obviously took that with a sense of pride, confidence, went out there, balled out. I mean, the good thing is he's got veterans around him, right? It's not like that's a young team by any stretch of the imagination. And he's got athletic guys around him too. Obviously, Jackson Merrill came up through the system as a shortstop. I think he has done a tremendous job. Now, he's going to finish second in the NL for NL Rookie of the Year, but do I believe he should win it? Yes, because he plays every day. It's the same to me as that DH conversation for MVP. I can't go and give a pitcher NL Rookie of the Year, except for the year that Paul Skenes is having. Obviously speaking, that's the anomaly. It's like Steven Strasburg in his rookie year, right? Like, you very rarely get a guy that comes up as a pitcher and just dominates the way that Paul Skenes has. But still, to me, at end of the day, he pitches 1 out of 5. Jackson Merrill plays 1 out of 1. Right, Jackson Merrill's in the lineup every day, starting center fielder for the San Diego Padres. Fantastic clutch gene over the past couple of weeks. I mean, you look at it, multiple game-tying home runs or walk-off hits for him. Like, he's really done it all. I've really been impressed by that kid from what I've seen.
Do you think Mr. Hernandez messed up Mr. Skenes with that big bomb over the weekend on him? Or do you think he's going to be okay?
No, I think he'll be all right. What was that? That was on the splitter too, I believe. And yeah, he just took him straight away. Well, a little bit more right center, but still, yeah, you're like, oh, yeah. That pitch hasn't been hit hard this year. And it got out in a hurry. But that's what happens, man. You make a mistake pitch mid-thigh high, belt like mid-in too. Like, you're going to get hit by MLB players.
You just hit the nail on the head. That's why it's the MLB, the best of the best, right? So, and we're talking about that. We're talking about a 100-mile-an-hour pitcher right now. So I want to talk about this because we don't talk about the Reds a whole lot. They want to know, Hunter Green, has he really flipped it? Looks like he's putting together a pitcher's season, still throwing the 100 miles. He's still got the most of them and stuff like that in the league. Do you think that he's really put it together from what you've seen over the last 2 months?
Yeah.
He's facing your Cardinals tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. He's pitched dominant. He's pitched dominant. Like, there's not much else to say. I mean, he really looks like this year he actually took that step forward and wanted to be an MLB pitcher. Not an MLB thrower, an MLB pitcher. Because the past, three years that he's been up in the majors, like, don't get me wrong, I saw him in Toronto there a couple years ago, and I went just to see that 100-mile-an-hour smoke, right? I wanted to see that, man. That's exciting, seeing especially a starting pitcher. Oh, boy, do I like seeing that. And then I realized, oh, wait, he can't pitch. Throws 4 innings. and just throws. He doesn't pitch. There's a difference. Dirtbags out there, man. There's a difference between a thrower and a pitcher. This year, he turned into a pitcher. He said, you know what? I'm sick and tired of going 4 or 5 innings, walking 4 guys. Sure, I light up the radar gun at 100 miles an hour, but I don't know where it's going. Hitters don't know where it's going. Oh, wait, no, it goes over the fence half the time because it's flat fastball. This year, he's got a little bit of movement on his fastball. Still, like you said, coming in there at 100 miles an hour, but a little bit more movement, missing barrels all of a sudden, mixing in his off speeds well. That's why he's got a 2.80 ERA on the year? 2.90 ERA? Like, he's had a fantastic past 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah, I think he's got like 10 quality starts in the last 2 months.
Well, that's it.
I mean, 6-plus innings, right?
I was going to say, and his ERA over the last 2 months, I think, is like 1.8.
Some of the best.
Like, his numbers, oh my goodness. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this year, he really has turned into a pitcher.
So there you go. Let's stay with the 100-mile-an-hour boys for tonight's show or whatever and stuff like that. Let's go to the Angels. Do you think they found their closer of the future with Mr. Joyce?
As long as his arm can stay healthy. That is... No, and here's the thing, though, too, right? Like, the reason why he was drafted as late as he was is because he's purely just a relief pitcher. High school, he barely pitched because he had kept on having arm issues. College, same thing, barely pitched, kept on having arm issues. First, second year up with the Los Angeles Angels, arm issues again. So that's my thing. Like, as long as his arm stays healthy, there's no debating in that fastball. Like, that fastball, and don't get me wrong, JD Martinez obviously a little bit long in the tooth now, but he went 104, 104, 105 or something like that in that at-bat. And it was just straight blow by you. And like I said, JD Martinez not necessarily having the best season, a little bit long in the tooth, but he's seen enough fastballs to, I don't think, be surprised by 105. He looked surprised by 105. That goes to show you the stuff that Ben Joyce has. And I mean, heck, it's the same as our oldest Chapman, right? Our oldest Chapman this year, he saw Joyce hit 104.7, and he's like, all right, you're just a young buck in the league. I'll do the same thing as you. I'll follow it up. I don't know how old Chapman is. Chapman's got to be about 36 now. And he's still touching 104.7 too. So, I mean, kudos to Joyce. I hope that's the Angels closer as long as he can stay healthy.
You saw Machado on Chapman there a couple weeks back, right, where he just shook his head and laughed at him. Like, what was that? What just happened to me? I mean, but I think you hit the nail on the head with Joyce or whatever, and kudos to the Angels staff and team. They've when I look at him pitch now, he looks like a pitcher, even though he's a closer. And what I mean by that, Dirtbags, his body's not flying all out of the TV screen. He's online. He's online. He's from start to finish. He's online. He's not just up there throwing it as hard as he can, and his arm's going one way and his stride foot's going the other way, and he's going to blow up like Nolan's saying. He's online, so the whole body is generating positive energy to and through the glove. It's fun to watch him. So, hey, you know what? They're making him a pitcher. Kudos to the staff. Kudos to them for sure. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for sending in the curtain call questions to us and stuff like that. Again, obviously, we can't answer them all, but keep sending them in to us. It's a big part of the show. We love answering them for you and getting them and reading them and seeing what it's all about. So, again, send them to us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll get them answered here on a show, and we'll move on from there. So we're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, this one goes out to Colorado Rockies fans everywhere. I don't know how mad you guys must be knowing you traded away Nolan Arenado. Now, that being said, I mean, Arenado has really struggled this year for the Cardinals, to say the least. But obviously, he was your Colorado Rockies legend. You go and you replace him basically with Chris Bryant. Obviously, they traded him and then signed Bryant. Chris Bryant, out of the 3 years that he's been a Colorado Rocky, has only played a total of 159 games. He just got placed on the IL for the third time this season, right? In that time, I don't even know how to read this. 17 home runs, a 713 OPS, and only 671 at-bats in three seasons with the Rockies so far. Keep in mind, he signed a seven-year, $182 million contract. That is the reason why Bud Black must absolutely despise everything about the Colorado Rockies, but knows at the end of the day he has to just stay as the manager there. Like, that is so disheartening. For Colorado Rockies fans, obviously you went from, in my opinion, the best infield of the early to mid-2010s to all of a sudden having nobody on that infield. They're all gone. They all walked away. Story obviously gone. Tulowitzki obviously to Toronto and then retired with the back injuries. Arenado traded to the Cardinals, obviously. And I mean, like DJ LeMay, who I guess was technically your first baseman or whatever position he wanted to play. And he wins an NL batting title. And all of a sudden, within about 5 years, every single one of these guys gone, done with. All right, move over. Here we go. We got Chris Bryant. He can barely even play left field. Oh, wait. No, he's injured again. I'm sorry, Colorado Rockies fans. You got fleeced on that deal.
I honestly can't even believe that he's played 159 games. I was dumbfounded when you said that. So, Dirtbags, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the show. Again, like we said at the top of the show, and we say it all the time, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So please stay a part of it. Please spread the message. Share with your friends. I mean, that's what it's all about. getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty. It really is all about that. So, unfortunately, it is that time, though, Dirtbag. So, wherever you are this week, get out there and get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.